This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
News story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean silly? I mean that's real news.
All right, Mike, we got top stories of the day. Funny, we were just talking about the Stephon Diggs story. Well, according to ESPN, the NFL has closed its review of wide receiver Stephon Diggs after determining there was insufficient evidence of a personal conduct policy violation. A league official told ESPN's Adam Schefter on Friday. The decision comes after the former Patriot wideout was found not guilty in May of assaulting his private chef in a pay dispute. Diggs had pleaded not guilty in February to a felony strangulation charge and a misdemeanor assault and battery charge stemming from the alleged dispute leading to the two-day trial. This ruling, I guess, kind of allows Diggs an opportunity to land on a team at some point. This was an encounter on December 2nd at Diggs' home in Dedham, Massachusetts, where Jamila Adams, a former live-in personal chef who is known as Mila, testified that he slapped and choked her during an argument. Diggs' attorney said the alleged assault never happened and questioned Adams' credibility and whether the dispute was about money, relationship tensions, including a disagreement over a planned trip to Miami or an alleged assault. So it's sounds like it's over now, both according to the letter of the law and the NFL. Again, different from the Cooper thing. If Cooper's found guilty, obviously this would be way different from the Cooper thing. The fact that a nurse is reporting that she did find markings and evidence that she had been strangled does not bode well for Jonathan Cooper at this point in time. I'm going to get to the Texas Tech stuff, the video, more of that coming up later on. But Mike, we've been talking a lot about negative stuff, okay? And this is not necessarily an amazing story, but it's amazing at the same time. It kind of did bring some tears to my eyes. Mike, I don't know. We talked a little bit about the Knicks win, the craziest comeback in NBA Finals history to go up 3-1 in the series. After the game, and I didn't hit this yesterday, Jalen Brunson sat down in his post-game news conference. Before he allowed questions, he said he wanted to make an opening statement, if that was all right with everyone. He didn't want to talk about the historic 29-point comeback for a win over San Antonio. Here's what he had to say. I just wanted to say before we start, my thoughts and prayers are with a friend of mine I got to meet and talk to last week, Jonathan from North Carolina, from the Make-A-Wish Foundation and the Garden of Dreams Foundation. Brunson said, referring to a boy suffering from a serious heart condition. He said, the foundation asked him to record a video for the young man, to record one. And he said, no, I'm going to call him. And he got him on FaceTime, and he said, I got to chat with him. I got the pleasure to talk to him. It was a very quick call, but it was worth it. He said he heard some unfortunate news about the boy's condition, and he just wanted to express his thoughts and prayers toward the family, and he said, may God rest his soul. That's a tough one. So the foundation had reached out to him and asked him to just record a video. saying something nice about him or, you know, how you doing? And Brunson obviously has his contact information, probably got that through the parents and everything, FaceTimed him, picks it up and says, no, I'm not going to record a video. That's hard to do, man. That's hard to do.
I could have hated this athlete before I would suddenly him.
Yeah.
I love but athletes.
You know how hard that is to do? Like, they asked him to record a video so he wouldn't have to face this, right? That's got to be one of the hardest things to see. If it's your child or if it's a child. And he could have done the right thing still, you know, and taken probably an easier route and just recorded the video and sent it off. Instead, he wanted to look him in the eyes. He wanted to talk to him, and he wanted to be there. Whew! It's a big story there. It's a cool story. It's a sad story, but also good on Jalen Brunson for doing that. So I saw that story this morning, or last night, and I missed it yesterday. I didn't watch the post game. It took us all on a weird journey about what I actually ended up watching was a post game from a game before that. Stupid. But good on Jalen Brunson for doing this. Michael, now on to the negative stuff. Texas Tech put together a 20-plus minute video last night where the AD, the president, the coach, all that, they got together and talked about the Sorsby thing, saying, hey, we wanted to have you guys hear it from us. Herbie Hocut, the athletic director, you have that one, Mike, right? He wanted to talk about integrity and what it, you know, is there a question to our integrity? Here's what he had to say.
Strongly, I would say there's no reason whatsoever to question the integrity of our athletics department or the competitive product that we put on the fields or on the courts each and every time that we go out. Integrity of the game is sacred. And that's why we've gone to such great lengths to ensure the monitoring and the compliance measures are in place for Brendan's return that Grant talked about.
I hate cliches when we say stuff like Super Bowl or bust and you actually don't do anything. Like the Avalanche, for example, they were cup or bust. And I don't think they're really going to bust. I don't like when we say something sacred, but we don't really mean it's sacred. It's either sacred or it's not. Allowing a guy to gamble on his own teams and gamble on sports, but allowing him to continue his college career does not indicate to me that you really believe this game is sacred. So listen, be the bad guy. Be the bad guy. But don't tell me it's snowing when it's 99 degrees outside. I don't want to hear that this game is sacred. And he's going to rehab and he's getting fixed. And once that's good, he'll be able to play. You know, we don't even know. I heard Joey McGuire say, the head coach, like, hey, first off, we are so far away from actually talking about him playing in the game. He has to go through all these steps before he can even get to that point. Mike, they ain't putting themselves through hell to not play this young man. Like, you're not going through all of this to not play him. You might as well play him. Like, if you're going through with this and you're keeping him on your roster, you better play him. I'm not doing this for a backup quarterback, man.
No, you wouldn't do this for the, like, people would care, but it wouldn't be this much of an issue if he was the fourth string blocking tight end. This is your first string quarterback. He's supposed to be very good. You failed to beat Oregon last year in the playoffs. Sorry, but
I actually do.
This situation is because he's a starting freaking quarterback.
I think that if you took, like you said, fourth string tight end or something, but put him through the exact same scenario where he comes out, admits that he's gambling. He actually gambled on his teams. And then he turns around and sues the NCAA, and the school kind of feels like, we kind of have to. We don't want to get sued either. I almost wonder if that story wouldn't be as big, but it would still be like, we know this fourth string tight end's name suddenly. Now, we can argue whether or not Texas Tech is, here's Micah in my heart of hearts, as they say. I feel like Texas Tech, first and foremost, is fighting so hard, and they went and appealed the NCAA's initial decision because I feel they feared being sued. Second, he's a pretty damn good football player. But I feel like the first thing, and maybe those are interchangeable, but I feel like the first thing is we don't want to get sued like the NCAA's getting sued. Ah, boy.
Lawyers probably already threatened him. Probably already threatened him.
Did you watch any of the video? I sent you a bunch of clips.
I watched a little bit of it. I was irritated, and I hate Texas Tech right now more than I hate Texas, and I hate Texas.
So we have that clip. The Senior Associate Athletic Director for Student Athlete Health and Wellness, Grant Stovall. He was asked specifically about those that are knocking the decision to let him play, saying, you know, hey, should a guy that's admitted to being addicted to sports gambling really be involved in sports? Mike, I was waiting for some kind of salesman type answer. He didn't have one. He didn't have a good one. He basically said, we'll see. We'll see if putting an addict, just re-immersing them back into the thing they're addicted to, or at least close to, is a good thing or a bad thing. Essentially, saying, you know, time will tell. We're going to take all these necessary precautions and steps and such. Treating the guy like a ticking time bomb. How does Sorsby feel with all this?
Probably feels worse now that a little better, a little worse. Because, like, hey, I get to play again, but the rest of the entire country hates me. Every athletic department hates me, except for mine, of course. It's got to be bad for him.
I don't hate him. I don't think you should hate him. He cheated the game, and then he sued the game to get back in the game. I don't like it. I think it's a terrible decision. I think it's bad for him. The ship should have sailed, but it didn't. He got another shot.
Yeah, he had his ticket, but woke up late.
Texter 303, Brady, longtime listener, first-time texter. Any discussion on the USA World Cup game today? I mean, I don't know. Go USA.
It exists. Go America.
Don't
but
do
soccer
your thing,
stump.
Please. I don't like when you say that. You have billions of people that disagree with you, so I don't. If you have anything nice to say about soccer or football, I don't want to hear it. So just save it.
It was originally called soccer.
I don't know enough about it to actually give you anything. We talked to Kevin Lytle yesterday from the Coloradoan, and it was awesome. And he gave us kind of a guide. If you're not into, I just don't watch. I just don't know. You know, I wish that I was a fan of this because it actually seems like this whole environment, the World Cup and all these different countries getting involved and what they bring, their different cultures, like that does seem really interesting to me. But I did tell Brian yesterday, my secondary team, obviously go Team USA, secondary team, I'm rooting for Ireland, Mike. Well, Ireland's out. They didn't even make it.
They play soccer?
They all play soccer.
You know, I thought their official sport was drinking.
I think you should have taken more than one day off.
Yeah, I'm still not feeling right.
Yeah, it's okay. Just know that I feel that way. Just as long as you know that.
You know how I feel about soccer.
I know, but don't. Because there's too many people that actually... And don't ruin it for people that are like interested in it. You know, and they want to get interested in it. Like, don't be that guy. You're always that guy. You don't have to be that guy anymore.
I liked soccer when my nephew was playing it when he was 5.
You've already told us that.
None of them knew how to kick the ball right.
Yes.
That was cute. That's the only soccer I care about.
But you just like it. You just admitted that you like watching soccer.
No, I like watching the kids be terrible at sports.
You've probably watched more soccer than I have. So why don't you tell me how you think Team USA is going to do?
You got me.
There it
is. I'm rooting for America.
There you go.
I'm rooting for America to be the best of the worst thing I think of in this world.
That's the worst thing. How about gambling in sports when you play sports? You think that's?
Well, I mean, you should be allowed to gamble when you're playing soccer because it's not a sport.
Stop. I don't like that you do that. You and Tanner are like the sports, you know, rule makers. It's not a sport. I just don't like it. I don't like it. Smitty says, do not talk about World Cup kickball.
Thank you, Smitty.
Stop. He can say it because he's a listener. Hooligans, you can say what you want. Sometimes we read it, sometimes we don't.
That's probably the text of the day.
Smitty wants to text. Same guy who recruited Cooper to Ohio State also recruited Aaron Hernandez to Florida. Interestingly enough, that same person convinced a local university to hire Steve Adazio. Are you talking about UM? Is that what you're talking about? I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Someone might not have the best judgment in human beings.
Yes. Well, because maybe he's not the best human being. If Cooper strangled his girlfriend, and there is proof in court, he will be cut by the Broncos as soon as possible. Yes.
He might be cut by the Broncos.
I think he will.
Right now.
Maybe.
That report.
So they're getting, like I said, Mike, we have our version. We have the stuff we're seeing right now. And they're getting theirs. And they're digging deep. So yeah. they're five steps ahead of us. They already have. I mean, there's a good chance that they're in that office right now like crap. Or, hey, I don't know. Don't be so hasty. I feel bad for the new texter, though. For literally, Mike, longtime listener, first time texter. First off, thank you. Second, apologies. Because I want to be able to, you know, I want to be able to reward your listener loyalty by talking about something that's very big. And I don't have enough. Go Team USA. They play Paraguay tonight at 7 o'clock. That's on Peacock. So
glad I don't have Peacock.
Stop.
Oh, I don't like it. Everybody needs to hear 15 more times how much I don't like something.
You have no idea how much I hate soccer.
I don't care. Star Trek is dumb.
How dare you?
Yeah. You like Star Trek. I'll bet you most of the Star Trekkies, the people flying the ships, they probably watch soccer because it's the world sports, probably the universe's sport.
I mean, the Federation is kind of communist, so yeah. The Star Trek, the core of Star
okay,
Trek
no,
kind
no,
of goes
no,
against
no, no,
my
no,
core
no.
values.
No. That was not an invitation. That was not an invitation.
I took it as an invitation.
It was not an invitation.
Texas Tech has my back.
Long-time listener, second-time texter. I partially asked to get everyone riled up. Go Team USA. Okay. That's a good text. I appreciate that. Susan and Cheryl seem to really like that. That is your new nickname, by the way. Just a long time, sometime. Something. I don't know. I had it, Mike. It's gone. Because that was the first time texter, now second time texter. So every time you text, it's got to be long time listener. And I'm challenging you to this, new texter. Every time you text, you got to track what number of texts that is. So every time, it's got to be long time listener, third time texter. So if you just text LOL to me, I need you to write out long time listener, third time texter, LOL.
Or he could just subscribe and we could give him a nickname now.
How do you subscribe again, Mike? Do you remember?
No idea.
You text KFKA to the number.
Right.
It doesn't cost you anything. All that does is put you in the system so we can save you on here. We're not sending you stuff. We're just not that kind of business. We don't send you stuff. We literally, 100%, the only reason we want you to text KFKA to that number and subscribe is so that we can save you and give you your nickname. That is it. There is no strings attached. We are not like other radio stations where they're like, you got to subscribe so we can send you stuff. We ain't sending you stuff. Maybe pictures of derbs. We might send you pictures of derbs once in a while, but that's about it.
Yeah,
that's just
you're
a
not
good time
get
right
any,
there.
spam from us because we just don't care.
No, how do you, I don't even know how to make spam.
I think you get it out of the jar that it's in, yep. And then you're gonna cook it.
Why do you gotta always do that? Like you knew what I was saying, right? You knew what I was saying, but you thought let's waste more time and say the opposite of what Brady's actually saying because it's gonna be funny and nobody's laughing. Nobody's laughing.
Everyone's laughing.
Did you watch the movie?
I did not. I watched the other movie because I thought we were going to do Little Giants. So I suppose we could do that one next week. I have seen Remember the Titans multiple times.
You paid $4 to watch Little Giants?
Well, technically, Tanner did.
Oh, he hooked you up?
Well, Tanner gave me $4 last week. Oh. I'm still waiting on my $4 from Faith. Because I bought another movie last night that I was told I should like, and it cost $4, and it's really wild.
All right, so we switched to Remember the Titans because it was free, and all of us could watch it, but Derbs really wanted to watch Little Giants. Well, Michael was off yesterday, and we all kind of decided we'd do Remember the Titans, I think, and then you apparently watched Little Giants. My bad.
I did. I had to stay up all night. I was told to do so.
By me?
So I was like, no, not
oh,
by you.
For
by,
other.
By professionals.
Yeah.
You're professional in broadcasting. Anyway, So I was like, I need something to do all night so I don't fall asleep.
Uh-huh.
I'll watch Little Giants. And I think you guys should find out next week my opinion.
I have to watch this again. It's been so long since I've watched Little Giants. He said, Chris, what is it with you only picking McElroy and Ireland? Well, I my name and everything is like a lot of like Irish background there, so that's why. Because Brian basically said yesterday, he's like, well, secondary team's going to be Norway because of the Viking flaw and all that. And I said, well, then I got to pick one. Like, so I picked Ireland, and they're not good, apparently. So I picked the wrong team. So that's why.
Well, if I had to pick a secondary team, it would either be Denmark because of Legos or Sweden because of melodic death metal.
And so
Finland,
you're picking
because
a team.
There's a progressive metal band that I really like.
You're picking a team then. You're getting into this.
No, I mean, I'm still rooting for USA. I just won't watch any of the games, and I'll probably find out on the whole show or Good Morning NoCo what happened.
Well, the Good Morning NoCo had a great conversation with Derbs the last couple of days. So I do suggest for a long time, first time, second time, third time, you check out that podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, 1310kfk.com.
Available now.
Available now. All those conversations. We have podcasts. We podcast everything.
I mean, if you don't want to subscribe to our text line or to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can find it on 1310kfk.com.
Yes, you can. 28 minutes after the hour. What did Josh Kroenke have to say yesterday? How about Joe Sakic about the direction the Avalanche will go this offseason? We'll talk about that coming up next. Keep it here on the whole show. Powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKN.
Tickets to the Greeley Stampede right here, thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
That's not even the song, Mike. That's not even the one. I'll let you hear it.
This is their most listened to on Spotify. You were talking during the break about Chris Cornell's son.
Son has a band called Scarhaven.
And first time I'm hearing it.
I'm a diehard Cornell fan. And I saw this video. I'm like, what the hell am I watching? Is this AI? And there was someone was commenting. It's like, holy crap, that sounds like Chris Cornell's son. Or that sounds just like Chris Cornell. And somebody had commented and said, that's Chris Cornell's son. And so I'm like, eh, I don't trust just random people. So I went and researched and everything. And sure enough, it's crazy. So, yeah.
Sounds so much like him. Chris Cornell is one of the best vocalists.
And nobody really sounds like him. Like, because he has so many different ranges he can hit. Yeah, so it's crazy.
Not as much as King Diamond, but...
What is that?
He's the lead singer of Mercyful Fate. He also has a side project, King
Diamond.
Does
he ride dragons and practice witchcraft and all that stuff?
Witchcraft, I think, yes.
Okay, wow. Kind of was going for a joke there, but that's who you're into.
I mean, the music's not bad. Very huge vocal range.
Josh Kroenke and Joe Sakic spoke to media yesterday, and I wasn't surprised by anything. But I want to play back a couple of things from that that stood out to me. Obviously, Jared Bednar. They're retaining Jared Bednar. There's thoughts on Cale Makar, too. But, Mike, do you have a, let's see, Josh Kroenke first, just kind of talking about evaluating the season and the playoffs kind of as a whole.
If you're just going to evaluate the last week of the season, obviously it was incredibly disappointing on a lot of levels. But if you're going to evaluate the season as a whole, there's a lot of positive. Our job is to kind of take a step back, look at everything with no emotion, or at least once the emotion of the season wears off, and figure out how we can strengthen going forward. There's a core group of players that have been with the organization for a long time, and I think those guys are still incredibly hungry. Our job, and I know Joe and his staff, are going to be back at the table looking at how they can kind of improve the margins on the roster outside of kind of our core group, which I know, like I said, is leading this group and very disappointed in the way that it ended, but doesn't take away from a very strong regular season and one that we could continue to build on there.
He was asked yesterday, why is it that during the Nuggets press conference, you said everyone is on the could be on the table potentially save for Joker? He also said they might run it back, but not the case for the Avalanche. I have an easy freaking answer for you. The Avalanche are contenders. They are a top, maybe two, maybe three, contender to win the cup next year if the season were to start today. The Nuggets, still not top five contender today, based on the moves. I don't know why that question needed to be asked, but it was, and Kroenke's just like, he said, you're comparing two different fruits. I think he was trying to do, you're comparing apples and oranges, but he took it, he made his own spin out of it. He said, you're comparing two different fruits. You 100% are. Anybody that looks at, yes, it was disappointing that the Avalanche got swept by a Vegas team that is duking it out with Carolina in an epic finals. You were a step away. And you're asking, why is Joker the only one safe, but that's not the case for the Avalanche? They might be odds-on favorite to win the Cup next year.
The Avs have two Jokers on their team. Like, two will be some of the greatest of all time.
Yes.
Plus, they have a good supporting cast, and their goalies are some of the best in the NHL. Yeah, you're right. There's Jokic and friends, then there's a team.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know me. I take this Nuggets thing pretty seriously, but I'd be a fool to sit here and compare the two. I don't care. Dude, not every time the best team wins. The Rams are the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl next year.
And they won't.
Stop. I won't be shocked if they don't win, though. The way you're saying it means, oh, the Broncos are going to beat them. The way I'm saying it is, Any football team can, I know it's cliche, but on any given Sunday or Saturday in the playoffs, Saturday, Sunday, a team can just have a bad game. And that happens. Does that mean Sean McVay's a bad coach? It's time to move on? It's just how it is. And you got also like Gabriel Landeskog, who got the Mark Messier NHL Leadership Award and the Bill Masterson Memorial Trophy Award, which was such a cool way. They surprised him. His wife knew about it, surprised him. She and her kids, like, showed up behind him while he's doing an interview at his home to give him that trophy. It was awesome. Joe Sakic was talking about one guy in particular. You just mentioned him, Cale Makar. Obviously, there are questions as to when they will get a new contract done for Cale Makar. Here's Joe.
We played really well against a big, strong L.A. team, Minnesota. We won in five, a big, strong team. We just didn't put it together in a stretch of four games. And we could panic and try and blow everything up and start all over. But this team, what they've done over the course of the year, was pretty remarkable. Now, we want to give them an opportunity to try and do it again. I mean, like I said,
Let's play I wanted the Cale Makar one. We're going to play that anyway, so I guess it's whatever. But I specifically want Joe Sakic's thoughts on the contract renewal for Cale Makar. Here it is.
I mean, listen, Cale's going to finish his career here. I mean, we're already talked to his agent, so we're confident that something's going to get worked out at some point. I mean, he's got another year, but this summer we expect to have him signed.
Love that. Don't beat around the bush. Let's just get right into it. Cale Makar, we want him to finish his career here. We expect to get something signed. I'm totally comfortable if the Avalanche run it back. I did not feel... I felt disappointed and really, really sad that they got swept. Not only did they lose the series, they got swept. I think the sweep is what's bothering people most, Mike. It's not necessarily that you lost the series. It's that you got swept.
Yeah, that
especially
one
when you were up 3-0 at one point in the first period.
I mean, that one was not expected at all.
No.
You expected to not only to win, but like you expected possibly to go to game 6 and 7. And
that's why you don't blow anything up though, because a month ago our expectations were obvious that the Avs were going to win a Stanley Cup. What created those expectations? How they played throughout the regular season and the first couple rounds of the playoffs.
That's what created it.
It's a dynamite roster. You run it back. You run it back. So to ask the question, why are the Nuggets viewed differently than the Avs, essentially? One is a prime contender and one is a playoff team. That's the difference right now. The Nuggets have a lot, and Kroenke said as much. He responded with as much, saying, you know, one team, obviously we have a lot of things to work on there. The other one, like, they were the President's Trophy winner. I know that doesn't get you a cup, a Stanley Cup, it gets you a trophy. But I don't want to, I'm not going to just throw all that away. You got to be careful with this kind of thing, Mike. Throw all that away and reassemble this team. There's no guarantee that you come back as strong. Right now there's a guarantee that you could run it back and you could be the number one team again next year in the regular season. I'm not really one of those guys. Like, if you get close, I'm not a big run it back guy.
I'm
not a big anti run it back guy.
Unless your attitude is bad. Like, hey, why are you yelling at me? We went 14-2 during the season. That should be good enough. That shouldn't be your attitude.
No, but I think that for Kroenke and Joe to both say, we have to take a step back. We can't make emotional decisions based on one series. So I'm for it 100%.
Yeah, they're not, no offense, Tanner.
No, well, Tanner's ready to blow out Jared Bednar. And then, you know, I wonder, like, who's that guy that gives you a better shot than Bednar? Have they figured some stuff out on Bednar? Perhaps. But I'm willing to run that back again. I'm willing to suffer the consequences, too. If they get knocked out in the playoffs again at some point, and people want to come to me and say, are you glad they ran it back? I stand by it, man. It's hard to, if you have a team that's close every year, the Avalanche have had way more success in their recent playoff runs than the Nuggets. And that right there, you have a shot right now. Any hockey expert's going to tell you the same thing, that the Colorado Avalanche are a favorite, are one of the favorites to win a Stanley Cup next year. Those odds will come out as soon as this finals is done, where Carolina leads 3-2. Their game 6 is going to be on Sunday night, 6 o'clock. Epic game. Pulling for Vegas because I want to see game 7. And I honestly want to see Vegas win it. I know you hate Vegas. I want Vegas to win so that all these people that are like, oh no, the Avalanche choked. Well, at least you did it against the Stanley Cup winners.
I also hate Chicago. Eagles lost to Chicago.
Ah, okay. list of things you hate. Always a good segment. 12:42 the time. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
It's good to have you back, Mike.
That was Brian's bumper music.
Brian was great. Brian's a Hall of Famer, Mike. Brian Gary.
No, he's a Hall of Famer.
No, he is an actual Hall of Famer. I love having Brian on. He's fantastic. And you're here.
Am I being slandered?
No. You're here, man. That's a compliment. You're here.
I think that's more of an observation.
He's like, Chris says, I go back to the old Colfax days, Hall of Fame KFK producer era. He would give you a call sign if one didn't do so within a certain time limit, and then he would pick the name. He would pick the nickname. That used to be a rule with Colfax and I, Michael. If we had a new texter to the show, you have to give us your nickname quickly. Otherwise, Colfax would give you a nickname based on your first text.
Can we retroactively do this?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you like to start doing that? So, the long-time, first-time texter, do you have a nickname for him? Hi, Brady. Long-time listener, first-time texter. Any discussion on the USA World Cup game today? That was the first text. Give me a nickname based on that.
Trollster.
Because he was trolling?
Yeah.
Well, and he admitted to trolling. He said he wanted to get people riled up. I'm not really riled up. I'm Sweden, Mike. I'm neither or. I either or. I don't hate soccer. It's just not my thing. But I'm probably gonna watch tonight. 7 o'clock. Yes, I'm probably gonna watch tonight.
I think I'll watch Remember the Titans.
I lied and told Derbs, Tanner, and Brian that I wasn't interested and wasn't gonna watch. But as it gets closer, I mean, what am I gonna do? Watch the Rockies? Oh, you're texting through this line now? Are you that Go Pokes? Mike, we already have a Go Pokes. Do we have two Go Pokes? Are you reading the text line as I'm going here? All right, we're going to find out. I got some investigating to do. I got to get to the bottom of this. Because that's a very Go Pokesy thing to do. If we have two Go Pokeses, things are going to get out of hand quickly.
How do you spell Pokes?
P-O-K-E-S. All right, we have to take a break. I know you're busy, but can we take a break?
No.
Soon we're going to bring in Tanner Schwent, one of the hosts of Good Morning NoCo, and the dude down the hall, because we're going to review Remember the Titans. We're going to review Remember the Titans. Great song, by the way. Let It Breathe, Mike.
Favorite KFKA shows anytime.
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310kfka.com.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, we discovered that that is not the same Go Pokes, at least if the cell phone records indicate anything. So we got two Go Pokeses that listen to the show, Michael. So what did I do?
I played this Swiss metal band song because you called yourself Sweden when you meant to say you're Switzerland.
Well, yeah, I don't even know if I'm... I screwed
Sweden
it up.
Sweden was definitely involved
I
in
know.
World War
II. I get it. I already had texters. You idiot. Maybe they weren't that bad, but...
I just want to let you know that I did not call you an idiot.
No, but you're like,
just thinking it.
You let how
dare you get one thing wrong, Brady?
Well, might be a new segment we do. How many things do I get wrong throughout the day?
None. I can bat myself.
Granite. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.